Say hello, Dallas, to your friend Caroline Ray.
I love Caroline Ray. Hi, she Dallas. Is my friend.
I am. I'll show you a picture of her with her best friend.
How old is she now?
8 and a half.
Gosh.
4'11".
She is freaking adorable.
Let me ask you this. Are they making slime?
Oh, my God.
Can we talk about that, Caroline
yes,
Ray?
Yes, you can.
Can we talk about that? The fact that we have little Walter Whites.
Oh, my God.
In our homes. Let me tell you something. We have a no slime policy at our house now. And so what happens is my 11-year-old will come to me. Charlotte is her name. She'll say, Daddy, can I have a play date? Can I have so-and-so over? We'll call her Kristen. And Kristen will come over. And in the backpack, Caroline Ray, that she brings into the house will be glue, borax. They do it like you just think they're coming over to play what a 8 and a half
Barbies or something.
Seriously. And it's like they set up a mini lab.
Okay, first of all, I'm a borax dealer at this point.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, Mommy does have the borax, but she's not giving it over anymore. No, there's going to be things done for that borax. Let me tell you, you're going to clean your room. It's ridiculous.
You have bargaining power if you are holding the borax because of this slime.
It is ridiculous. And you've got to do the unicorn poop slime. Have you done that one?
Yeah, well, there are different strains. That's what's crazy about it.
Oh, my gosh, you're so right.
My wife, Donna, and I have talked about this. In fact, there are different strains of slime that these kids are making.
That's really funny.
And you put it in little Ziploc bags, you go to school, Dallas, and you sell it. Literally.
Who let loose this recipe?
It's been going on a while. And someone said to me, Caroline Ray's with us at the Punchline, 2 shows tonight, 3 shows tomorrow. Someone said to me, Caroline Ray, that when Elmer's Glue puts a recipe out to make slime, then you know that they're in on it. Well, guess what? I walked into which one didn't shut down? Office Depot, Home Depot, no, not Home Depot, Office Depot,
Staples,
wherever. I walked into one of those places the other day. The very front of the store, Caroline Ray, there's an Elmer's Glue display that has a recipe for
slime.
Come on.
I can't believe, no, it's ridiculous. I love that you said there's different strains. That is so funny. But you know what's really funny? My daughter puts hers in these little plastic, like little containers.
Yeah.
And you don't remember that it's in there. And then you open it and you just scream. There's like it's like constantly all the time.
And all your Tupperware is gone.
And what about Musical.ly? Is she constantly Musical.ly?
Oh, do not get me started every time I turn around. And you wonder if you're in them. I don't know anything about Musical.ly, Instagram,
right?
Snapchat. I'm all my kids. I'm watching them.
Right.
I know what's going on. I know nothing about Musical.ly. It's where Dallas, they sing these songs. Dallas doesn't have kids, Caroline Ray, so we often have to tell her what's going on.
Oh, you don't have kids?
No.
Tell her about Musical.ly.
What it is, Musical.ly is like, it's basically like a little lip sync website app. And so they get 15 seconds of a song and then they lip sync it. So that is why my daughter, who is age 8, knows all the words to Pink. The clean and dirty version, apparently. I'm like, well, how do you know the word? And then I sing to my daughter in the morning, like she'll climb into bed. And then I sing, like, literally because I think she's 2. I'm like, who's little baby Ava Ray? Little baby Ava, start your day. Whatever it is. Last week she did this. So I'm singing that song. You sing a little song and I'm going to tell you what she did. Go ahead. Just sing a song.
Like, Mary had a
get out my face. I was like, what?
Where did you come from?
Where did that come from? Musical.ly. I'm telling you. It had to be because I said, I've never heard anyone I know say, get out my face. And she just absolutely. Yeah. She's definitely going into, she's still shopping at Justice. Thank goodness. Because that's where I send my checks. And is your daughter into Justice?
My 13-year-old is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're so funny though. She's an expert. She can lip sync anything. I'm like, it's sort of like a drag queen in training video camp. That's what Musical.ly is.
It is. And they're on it all the time.
Yeah.
They're on it all the time. Are your kids on social media at all?
No. Ava's not allowed. Well, here's the thing. Ava goes onto my Instagram account. And so if you see it, you think, oh, great. I now follow every Disney Junior star. And they must be like, Creepyville. Why is Aunt Hilda from Sabrina following me? And then I'm like, I hope they just, I hope. All these, like, who is your, so we met Zac Efron. So we're at this event, and I said, Ava, stand right here, because somebody from High School Musical is coming out. And she's like, who is it? And then she's like, oh my gosh, Zac Efron. But who knew that my inner 8-year-old was bigger than her inner 8-year-old, because I was like, hi, oh my gosh, I can't believe it, you're Zac Efron. And then, if you look at the picture, I've almost shoved Ava out of the way. She's like, Mommy, can I take a picture? I'm like, get out of the way. It is kind of fun vicariously being a tween again.
You can use them to get to people like Zac Efron as an excuse. You can.
Uh-huh.
Because you don't want to be the one asking, you know, to meet Zac Efron. No. You wanna, here's my daughter. You present them almost. You present your child to the celebrity that you want to meet.
So but y'all are telling me I need to get a 10-year-old?
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
So then Zac Efron, who is the loveliest, sweetest boy, he's a man. And I pick up the camera to take the picture 40 feet above my head, and the phone dies. One of those moments where your phone literally dies. And I'm like, no. And he goes, oh, that's okay, Caroline. I'll take the picture and I'll text it to you. And I go, okay. Little do I know that Ava has all of her 8-year-olds around the phone days later. And she goes, Mommy, we're going to send Zac Efron a text. And I'm literally, I've never run that fast. I like leap over and like, no, you're going to delete that number. You're going to delete.
So you grabbed it.
Oh, yeah. I got it in time.
Okay. All right.
That'll be really good. Hi, how are you? And it's from Caroline. To Zac Efron. And then
get your head in the game. Get your head in the game. I know them all. Caroline Ray. I know them all.
In the game.
Come on, Caroline Ray at the Punchline. 2 shows tonight, 3 shows tomorrow. 404-252-LAUGH. It's Caroline Ray. We were doing this thing about guitars, and I wanted to ask you about it.
Can you play?
Of course I can. Of course I can. Get my tuner ready, Jeremy, if you don't mind. I'm going to perform.
I'm recording here, so I can't. Hold on.
Do what I ask. I'm kidding. Yes, I do play, Caroline Ray. Of course I play.
I'm anxious to hear your answer on this question.
The question is this.
Yes.
Okay. When you were in college.
Yes.
Okay. If a suitor, if a young man.
Uh-huh.
And y'all were walking through the quad, you're passing the clock tower, and he suddenly sits down, and he whips out a guitar. From I don't know where it's just hang on, I'm not ready yet. I'm just tuning now. Which one is it?
Extreme.
Okay, I love extreme. The fact that he more has words. Very big pockets and he can whip out a guitar.
How about come on? Yes.
That's impressive. All right. What are you hiding in there with that big guitar?
Screw the books. He's got to just go with me, Caroline.
Okay. All right, we're at the quad.
If he plays you a song
and
sings to you gazing into your eyes, is that not a turn on?
I'm done. That's it. Done. See, over. Really? Oh, absolutely. James Taylor. Hello.
Oh.
There's an article in GQ. The name of the article is, it's titled This, Never Play an Acoustic Guitar for a Woman. And I said, horse hockey. There's
why?
No way. Listen, it worked for me several times at Western Carolina University, home of the Catamounts, Kelloway, North Carolina.
Absolutely. I'm telling you. In fact, if I was fighting with somebody and we were having a fight and he whipped out a guitar and he played like Sweet Carolina or whatever Carolina, any James Taylor song. I love James Taylor. So, I'm with you. I think the GQ is wrong.
Go ahead. I'm tuned. Why you laugh, Caroline Ray?
No, I'm just moved.
Isn't it nice?
Are you going to sing to her?
I can't. Hang on.
Oh, Lord.
I'm going to throw Dallas out of the way in a minute and
run
towards
you. Are you going to throw
up? Do you remember the song that I'm playing for you right now, Caroline Ray?
Of course I do.
I'm off beat a little bit. Hang on.
Oh, my God. I think I'm going to get my virginity back just listening to it.
More than words. I say I love you. Remember that one? Okay. All right.
Oh, well. Okay.
So you say GQ's wrong. I mean, you would have down
GQ's
so quick.
Wrong. Maybe.
Just funk if he sang to you next to the clock tower in the quad.
What was that you were just playing? Who was that again?
Extreme.
Right.
More than words.
We're all. Oh,
I can do some Ed Sheeran or Taylor Swift if you'd like. Taylor songs mostly
you know
are my
that,
love songs. But
I don't know if
can
I've
can you
seen
sing
you.
Her some James Taylor? Because that would make her really excited.
I don't know that we have. Do we have? Okay. You know what?
Have I seen you guys since I met Taylor Swift? Did I tell you this?
I don't think so.
I read something about it, I believe.
Okay. Taylor Swift was on Kelly Ripa's show.
Mm-hmm.
And Michael Gelman is my dear friend. And he said, Kelly, you know, Taylor Swift is on. This is when Ava was in second grade. And they're like, so if you want to bring her. And I was like, yes, of course I want to bring her. And of course I tell Ava, I'm like, tell no one what we are doing. And when we come back, no mention of Taylor Swift, which is like impossible, basically. So we go and they said, yeah, you're going to meet her. And when we get there, they said, oh, she's coming in from another show. She might just smile and wave. And, you know, as a parent, you try and package it in the most positive way to your child.
Coach expectations.
Yes.
As a parent.
Very good. Very good. Coach expectations. Okay.
Coach your child's expectations.
Okay. I'm going to seriously date a guy with a guitar and write that down.
Thank you.
I am in the strain, by the way, I will be explaining to my daughter.
You're a little Walter White. The strain's a slot.
It's so funny and accurate.
And messy. But anyway.
Anyway.
Taylor Swift.
I know. And skin burning, by the way. I don't think
yes.
it's good to
What's that about?
Why do we?
What parent lets their child use borax and burn themselves to make freaking slime?
I know. It's like, by the way, are we ever going to do the laundry again? Because all of the detergent is gone and it's in little jars. Anyway.
It's a gateway. Okay. It's a gateway.
Oh, my gosh.
It's a gateway.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
You can have it all.
Thank you. It's like Candy Crush is a gateway game. Okay, so I go in, and so they say she's probably just gonna have time to say hello, so or wave, but she won't come in and see you.
Right.
So of course, manage expectations. So I said to Ava, I go, Ava, great news, we're still gonna see Taylor Swift, and she's gonna wave at us, but we probably won't get to talk to her. But we're gonna see Taylor Swift, and Ava, who is my boss, says, no, mommy, I want to take a picture, and I want to get an autograph. And I'm like, well, of course it's gonna happen. So I'm in the green room, and we don't know that we're like basically monitoring the door that she's coming in. And I guess her manager came in, and I was like, okay, maybe Taylor Swift is the only child of that age that did not watch Sabrina. You know what I mean? That's usually my gateway in. So I call my sister who plays along with me. So her manager's sitting there, and I'm like, okay, well, if he doesn't know who I am. And so I call my sister and I go, hi, they want me to do Letterman? Great. Oh, is that too close to doing the Tonight Show? And my sister goes, what year did you place this phone call?
On the other end.
Yeah.
On the other end.
She's like, what are you talking about? And I go, oh, are we going to do a Sabrina reunion? Because that's great. But oh, all of the Sabrina. I'm literally name dropping as much as possible. I hang up. The guy leaves the room, probably because I appear like a lunatic. 2 seconds later, Taylor Swift walks by and she sees Ava. And she's like, and she beelines toward, first of all, she's the most beautiful creature on earth. She's just ridiculous. And she walks over to Ava and she bends down and she goes, your mom is so funny. And Ava goes, thanks. And I had told Ava, I said, Ava, she's just a regular person. If you do meet her, like, don't freak out. She turns to me and I'm like, I do think I'm funny. Oh my God. It was one of my lowest, like, my daughter literally looked at me like, okay, please stop. Like, that's just so embarrassing. Then she's like, oh, Ava, do you want to take a picture? And Ava's like, okay. And I'm like, you're going to take a picture with my daughter? I can't believe it. I'm crying at this point. If you have to go to my Twitter feed and look at the picture of me with Taylor Swift, because I curl up like a little crab apple doll. I look about 94 in the picture and she's smiling and I'm like,
but she did more than wave and smile.
She was so lovely.
She truly, truly is. And listen, I say this about her.
Lovely.
I don't know this to be true, Carolina, right?
Yes.
Okay. I do not know this to be true.
Okay.
But I have heard that she has someone, just like the President of the United States would, that walks with her all the time and is always in her ear telling her who she is about to meet.
Wow.
Yes. That way, it's so much more conversational and personal. When she walks into the room, she knows about you. And so someone's kind of prepped her about everyone.
But this one was her just literally walking down. So she would. But I believe it.
They have cameras. They have cameras. I'm telling, just like the Oval Office. They have cameras and they record every conversation in that green room and they run it back. And
I'm just gonna say, can I say one thing about the president?
Please.
The only thing I can't believe he doesn't believe in climate change, because his incredibly hot wife is giving him the cold shoulder at all times. That's a cold front coming in from there.
Pence is in town today.
Who is?
Vice President Pence.
Oh, he is?
As a matter of fact.
Is he coming to my show? Is he coming to the Friday?
That's what he's here for.
Yeah, I think
he's flying in and out of Dobbins in Cobb County, the Air Force Base. Did you watch any of the Comey stuff yesterday? And then we're going to let you go. Caroline Ray, 2 shows tonight, 3 shows tomorrow. The Punchline, 404-242.
I only watched a little bit of it.
Okay.
Yeah. I genuinely really love Americans. I'm not saying that. I grew up in Canada. I love Americans. I love literally their spirit. I think everything's ultimately going to be okay. Maybe I'm a complete innocent, but I think it'll be okay. What about you?
I'm hoping. Absolutely.
I believe.
I'm going to adopt that mantra, as a matter of fact. I think that's beautiful.
You're so hoping. But I also, I'm only going to refer to myself as Caroline Ray the way you say it. And we didn't even talk about what happened to you in February, but okay.
No, we don't want to talk about
okay.
that.
Okay, but it was a weight loss thing.
He had a heart attack.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, but you're good. Okay.
Everybody knows.
Okay. Great.
I mean, listen, we are wore out on the heart
attack.
Listen,
there is not a statute limitation for a heart attack.
I said there is.
I turned 44 yesterday.
Yeah.
So
okay, that's the most terrifying part. Okay, sorry.
Yeah, no, it is.
But I'm going to tell people that are listening is that you said, because you and I have talked about weight for so many years, and I said how impressed I was that you had kept the weight off. And then you said to me, well, Caroline, you know what happened to me? I had a heart attack in February, but I lost another 10 pounds. Like, the heart attack was so not the important part of the story, but the weight loss was.
But I have to gain it back is my point. If there were any point in my childhood, in my adult life, that you had told me, hey, at some point, you're going to have to gain weight, I'd have thought, you are freaking nuts. No. I've always been, Dallas, go ahead.
He wore Huskies as a child.
Thank you. Yeah. Okay. Dallas loves to hash
you're
up.
So, you're like so lean. I went on a gluten-free diet for 14 weeks. I didn't know that gluten was a word for all food. And it's in air and water, and it's ridiculous. And then I was literally, I lost so much weight, and then those Russell Stover Santa-shaped objects that are made of marshmallow started showing up in the stores. And I'm a marshmallow addict. It's the most...
Oh, I love marshmallows,
it's ridiculous.
Mm. Do you eat Lucky Charms?
Do I eat Lucky Charms?
Mm-hmm.
Dallas, I'm a grown woman. Of course I do.
Okay, I'm just checking. I pick all the marshmallows out. Did you know that you can buy...
I know! Now they have an all marshmallow. Okay, I was way too excited about that.
You can buy all the marshmallows.
All marshmallow. No, they're coming out with all marshmallow.
Yep, you can buy them on Amazon.
Seriously?
Yeah, yes.
Just the bag.
I bought them.
But you know what? It should be, they should call it like the parent free, you know, Lucky Charms.
Yeah.
An all marshmallow one. You know what? That's a little too much.
No, not for me.
404-252 LAFF, LAFF. Two shows tonight, three shows tomorrow, and at the Punchline. And we love you, and thank you for your time very much.
Thank you so much, you guys.
Absolutely.